What is up, Anchor? It's your girl, Charisse Taylor. You are here with Charisse Shares, and Charisse hasn't shared diddly squat in a good minute. You guys, it's 3:20 a.m., and I'm up, I'm reading. I have really purposed in this last quarter of the year to read even more and to dive into books, to dive into podcasts and things that are really going to grow and develop my mind. And it has been an exciting experience. Just exploring new books, new ideas. A lot to do with human potential, a lot to do with business and career development. Changing my diet, getting connected to some products for my hair, for my skin. Just exploring new things. You know, what tends to happen, you all, in the last quarter of the year is that people are in a couple of different modes. They're either in cruise control or they're in park. And they're not moving. They're like, oh yeah, when the new year comes. And I feel that is not the way to go. I'm going to talk about that on my other podcast here on Anchor. There's, of course, Tailored for Success and Happier Life Today. So be listening to those because I'm going to touch down with those throughout the day today. But we tend to be like that. And I want to challenge you. Always question the crowd. And what I mean by question the crowd is that usually where the majority is going and usually what the majority is doing is the path of least resistance. Not all the time, but it's the path of least resistance. It's the road most traveled. And the reason I have an issue with it is that it's usually a path of being average, ordinary. And that's not me. And so that's why whatever the crowd or the majority is doing, not that I would call myself a contrarian, but I'm always looking to see like, oh, you know, how can I, because you don't, when you're with the crowd, you can't stand out. Do you feel what I'm saying? So people say stand out in a crowd. How about just not be with the crowd? That's how I feel. Why stand out in the crowd? Why don't you chuck the crowd and go do your own thing? So that's kind of how I live. And I came to that, the strange thing, I'll tell you this, guys. The strange way that I came to that mindset mentality was from being bullied in middle school. And once I embraced the uniqueness and wonderfulness of Charisse Taylor, and that screw them, you know, I don't want to fit in. I don't want to be a part of any clique. I just want to be Charisse. I want to be in a class of my own. I've had that mentality since the eighth grade. And so I've never embraced going with the crowd in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But I just wanted to say hi. Hopefully, this is totally random at 3-something in the morning, but hopefully something that I said provoked some inquisitive thinking and thought for you, or inspired you, or encouraged you, or empowered you. Until next time, honey bunnies, I hope that life is going well. If you got yourself in cruise control or in park, I challenge you to put it in drive, baby, and drive to the end of this year like it's the beginning of the year. Don't wait. You know, build momentum now so that when January comes, you're already in the groove with your exercise and your eating. You're already in the groove with your personal and professional development. Don't be like the crowd, baby. Do your own thing, okay? All right. Bye, you guys.